King Saul in the Old Testament kind of intrigues me. We find him in the book of 1 Samuel. He was the first king of Israel, but he never sought that position. As a matter of fact, he would run from the very, very idea. But it was God who said that he would be the king. This is during that time when the sons of Samuel were not performing well. And the leaders of Israel came to Samuel and said, "We don't want your sons to be leading us. We want a king. Like all the other nations around us want a king." Samuel was not pleased with this idea. And when he talked to God about it, God was the same way. But he said, "Yeah, let them go ahead and do it. Because Samuel, they haven't rejected you. They have rejected me." So God allowed it to happen. And through a series of circumstances, when Saul was out looking for donkeys, his father had sent him to go find some donkeys, and he and his servant were out looking, and the servant said, "I believe that there is a seer that lives nearby here." Now, a seer is, in those days, was what they would call a prophet. And so they went to visit the seer, Samuel, and when they got there, they found out that God had already spoke to Samuel and told him there was going to be a young Benjamite that's going to come and visit with you, and I want you to anoint him as king. Well, this came as quite a shock to young Saul. And this was his response. He said, "Why me?" He says, "I am from the tribe of Benjamin, which is the smallest of all the tribes. And the reason why the Benjamin tribe was so small is because there had been a civil war between the tribe of Benjamin and all the rest of Israel, and most of the fighting men had been killed off." And so Saul was a part of the tribe of Benjamin, and he was of the house of Kish, which was his father. And he said, "I'm from the smallest tribe, and I'm from the poorest family in all of Benjamin." And he said, "Who am I to be the king?" Well, God, as Scripture tells us, we find this later in the selection of King David as the king of Israel, that God looks at the heart. And God saw something in the heart of Saul that Saul himself certainly didn't see, even though he was the tallest man in all of Israel, head and shoulders above everybody else, and handsome. Now, you think that would be a formula for a person to have great security, but not always, because you see, there are so many things that happens in the heart of man, and I believe that really is the issue that we want to deal with this week, is the heart of man and why we would have security if it does not come from our relationship with the true and the living God. And I think that's a question that we'll spend some time with this week. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.